You know, he's very familiar with what we've done in a couple different teams, so he's always been productive. He's always been sharp on all his assignments, where we were in Houston or in Baltimore. He just has to remember, I guess. He's been through a couple of, well, just one. But I think he'll be ready. Just knowing him, he's a quick study for sure, and he works hard at it. So. I think he can help everybody on the team. He's a veteran that plays hard and works hard. It means a lot to him. He's accountable. So I think he'll help. I know it's good for me to be around him again. He's a good kid.
Not a big back, but how is he in pass protection?
He'll give you everything he's got. So we've never really had a problem with anything that Justin did. He's a good kid, like I said, but he's a very good worker.
Does his addition allow you to let Juwan Thompson settle into a more strict fullback role?
We don't, you know, that's a little preliminary. We're not sure what we got. You know, we'll have 21 up. That's traditionally our deal is 21 offensive players, and we'll have 21 up, and we'll see who plays where. So, you know, certainly we need everybody's help, everybody's production. So we'll
Greg,
see how it goes.
How much will he help your passing game with the way he blocks?
I think he'll do fine. I mean, I think the biggest part is knowing who to get, particularly on teams that can bring multiple pressures like Tennessee can, you know. So making sure he's on the same page with the offensive lineman, which, like I said, he's always been good in that regard. So we can only assume that he'll pick right up where he left off.
Booker's a physical runner, and he was a grind last week. Is that a function of just what was going on defensively? Can you rarely see a guy with that stat line, although he was able to stay at it, I guess?
Well, we just need to do better. We'll just put it that way. So there's a lot of things that didn't go right. Fortunately, we won the game. We didn't turn the ball over. So those are two things that were, you know, we had a two-minute drive that we scored points on. So we had some positives. We made some plays, but there are plays to be made, run and pass, that we got to make sure we do that. And that's not any one guy. You know, it's everybody as a team. We got to function better.
What was your biggest takeaway for Paxton?
You know, I think he's progressed in certain areas. I think, you know, he started off, he knew where everybody was. Late in the game, it got a little bit, we went deeper into the call sheet, I think. That became something that he needs to work at a little bit more, and he will. I mean, but to me, the night before the game, he was awesome. He went through every call. He knew his progressions very well and knew what the problems were in each of our pass plays and where to get the ball and run. So he's studied at it. My biggest takeaway is he's really studying. He's really working hard at it. And he's made some strides. He just has some more strides to make.
Considering he brings a bit of a different skill set, does Khalif Raymond have a chance to contribute to you on
offense? You know, certainly he does. I mean, obviously he'll be, you know, if he's a returner, he's up, and we'll figure out where to put him. But if you put him in, you know, who are you going to pull out? So that's, you know, it's a rotation. Certainly when guys get tired, he goes in and he gives us a different dimension. So it's just making sure that, you know, we get the right guys the ball and get the right guys in the field, and we'll do that.
Anything else for Coach?
Thank you. All right.